guys. Good day. Friday is upon us, the 3rd of August, 2012. Heather Bachman is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie back next week sometime from Columbia. Jennifer is getting ready for her whirlwind of travel. Where are you going? You're going to like 19 different places.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to 19 countries in
good
4 days.
Good for you.
I'm going to Hawaii, and I am going to Alaska. I'm going to see the outer states, you know, the outliers.
Yeah, good for you.
That's not until September, exactly. Late August, September.
Oh, right.
Monday, I'll be in Paso Robles, California.
That's a big trip. Far. Yeah, that's a big trip. Yeah,
I'll be driving today. You can wave at me on the freeway.
Really? Have a nice time. There's, well, Jennifer has the television report. What do we have in the scope? In the next half hour, we will talk about a number of things, including a new show for LaToya Jackson, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about the new LaToya show. We also have some news on the Oprah Winfrey Channel, some new TV show for soap opera stars. I'm going to tell you that one. And then a book for Chuck Lowry.
All right, I'm going to have a 2020 television quiz, too, for you in this hour of the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, tons of freebies. It's Fun Friday. Freebie Fun Friday.
Yes,
Fun
freebie
Fantastic
Friday.
Freebie Friday.
We have free magazine subscriptions. We tell you how to get $5 from Kohl's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. Free cookbooks, free workshops,
free
game rentals,
free
paint.
Free.
Lots of free stuff.
All right, so you notice the news media has done its usual fine job of putting fear into everybody. Several examples of that. U.S. Airways, 3 planes, according to the FAA, at least the initial news report said, 3 planes almost crashed over Reagan National in Washington last week. It's horrible. It's terrible. 192 passengers in these planes. They never, ever were close or were going to come into contact with one another, unless they were aiming for each other. There were 3 planes, and the FAA, according to the news media, says they came within seconds of hitting each other. Now, normally, what happens during storms, and these were that whole thing of flying around the storms, much easier in a bigger plane. My first advice to you, never mind the fact that this is all out of hooey, is don't fly in a small plane in a storm. The regional jets, or they're crap cans anyway, those embargaderos or whatever they call them, that come from Brazil, and they're pieces of junk. They're making them a little better and making them a little bigger, but they're still not a Boeing plane. And they're worse than the Airbuses, but not much. So anyway, the first departing plane came within a mile and a half of an inbound plane. Well, hello, when you're traveling across the country and every once in a while you look out the window and you see the contrail of another plane, or you may see another plane going by under you, over you, on the side of you, there's only 1,000 feet separating the planes in the grids that cross the country. That's why you're flying at 35,000 feet, there's another plane at 37, and there's another one at 33 going in the same direction. Coming in the opposite direction, they're at even numbers. So there's 34,000, 36,000, 38,000, 40,000. So the fact that these 1,000 feet is 1/5 of a mile. So these guys are making a big deal out of the planes being a mile and a half apart. If you have any knowledge at all about how air traffic works, you'd be much more worried about going across the country and knowing there's only 1,000 feet between you and the next guy going in the other direction.
Why are we telling you this when I am just totally embarking on travel?
Bon voyage.
Well, because it's just another example of these guys with their crash and burn mentality, and these fools that are the news deliverers on the, they go, I got my big voice and this is a very serious story. Meanwhile, there was a lot of miscommunication, no question about it. One of the planes turned back, the other one had to veer off and not land. And when you hear, there is some audio, by the way, I don't know if we can find it, Michael, or not. There's some audio, the cockpit audio has been released, and the pilot of the plane wants to know, why can't I land? I'm almost out of fuel. And he says, I got to get this plane on the ground fast. To me, that'd be the scariest audio. I'm not worried about a mile and a half.
Are you tuned in on your little channel where you can listen to the air traffic control and you hear that?
Well, you can on a United plane.
Yeah,
United
could you imagine hearing that?
Right,
little
piece, yeah.
That little nugget? We need to land this thing fast.
Well, that's right. That's basically
the E-lights on.
What the pilot is saying, we got to get this plane on the ground fast. I mean, I think those are pretty much literally what his words were. The guy who had, he was sent off, he's the air traffic control guy says, go around again. The pilot says, hey, pal, I got to get this plane on the ground.
You go around again. Yeah, I'm landing.
So, and if we can find the audio, we will. Okay, here's another fear-mongering story today. Spanish police apparently arrested three suspects yesterday who were supposedly Al-Qaeda operatives.
Ooh.
On suspicion they were planning an airborne attack. According to the Interior Minister in Spain, two of the three suspects were Soviet and the other one was a Turk. They had enough explosives to blow up a bus. So are they going to put the bus inside a plane? What are they going to do with that? Yeah. Police believe at least two of the suspects had practiced flying small ultralight airplanes using small drones also as part of this. See, that's the thing. Also, that's the secondary impact of having all these drones flying all over the place. They are now commercially available. Did you know that?
No.
You know, the drones are being used over in the war, and those are a type of drone that have armaments. There are different kind of drones that are being used over our cities to monitor what's going on in various parts of our country. Did you know that, Roberta?
That
New York, there are flyover drones keeping their eye on who knows what.
Huh.
And now there are drones that have been built. This technology is not that fantastic. I mean, pretty amazing. You can fly a drone in Florida, and it's flying around over in Afghanistan. But there are drones now that you can get a hold of on the black market, and they can load them up with pretty much anything. So there's a fear. You want to build fear into somebody. That's a fear-based thought, I think. But anyway, Michael, did you find any of that audio?
Still looking.
He's looking. All right. So we'll stand by for that and stand by for the Queen of Cheap report coming right up 14 after here on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Ow, 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 ow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Ow, ow, ow.
Glad to have you back, Roberta, and all of you.
Thank you, Doug.
Phone foolishness, yes. Full phone foolish fun Friday.
Friday! Okay, let's start with Outdoor Life Magazine.
Why don't you get to the list before you knock us off the air?
If you like Outdoor Magazine, Outdoor Life Magazine, we can get you a free subscription for it, so we can... tell you all the information and the codes you need to do that at DougStefan.com. Look at the Queen of Cheap section. If you like shopping at Kohl's, would you like $5 to do so? Absolutely free.
What's comparable? Is Target, Kohl's and Target comparable? What's the same league?
So. Kohl's is a little more clothes heavy than Target.
Is the quality better at Kohl's?
I would say the quality for home goods and clothing is probably like JCPenney. How's it? It's probably more comparable to Penny's.
Like a smaller Penny.
Yeah, because Penny's has got, you know, they have home goods and then they have clothing. Okay.
Excuse me, Target also has food and stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. So Target's different in that respect.
Right.
Okay.
But we can get you $5 absolutely free from Kohl's, and we tell you how to do that also at the Queen of Sheep section, DougStefan.com. Healthy cake recipe.
You can just go through the front door with a coupon. They give you $5 if you walk out?
Yep.
Really?
Well, it's a $5 like voucher.
Oh, no, you can't get that. You have to spend
some more money in order to get the five.
Okay.
Well, no, you can just spend $5 if you want. If you find, like, a sock or something for $5.
Perfect.
Healthy cake recipes. If you're going to eat cake, and I love eating cake, but a lot of times, you know, you look at those packages, it's mostly sugar. Yeah. Well, we have healthy cake recipes for you, so actually how to eat cake and not make it so bad.
How about having your cake and eating it, too?
That having your healthy cake and eating it, too. If you love the workshops at Lowe's and Home Depot, there are a couple coming up. There's one at Lowe's this weekend. You make a cork bulletin board for the kids. And there's a couple coming up in August 11th and August 12th at Lowe's also has kid workshops, and you make this Shrek-type toy thingy. Free games, free rental games from Redbox. We can get you the codes for that so you can rent a game and get it free. And that's a good way to try out games before you buy them. You rent it and see if your family likes it. And don't forget, we had this earlier in the week. Tomorrow at Ace Hardware, you get a free quart of paint. So another way to try out new colors, or if you just have a little tiny job you want to do and you don't want to buy like a whole gallon of the stuff, three-quarter paint at Ace Hardware.
How expensive paint has become.
Oh, my goodness. It's like $35 a gallon.
I know. I remember buying paint for $7 a gallon, $8, $5, $6.
It is. I know this great farm store. You can get it for $10.
You know, that's a good point.
Really?
Thank you. Yeah.
I do.
Heather.
Right, a farm store.
Because it's my store. Easley Farm store has milk paint.
It's really neat. Great colors.
Which, the colors are
outstanding,
beautiful
colors.
But you use it with the milk. You mix the powder with the milk.
Actually, you mix it with water.
What has milk got to do with it?
I think the base is made with milk, but it is. I've read the directions.
You actually read the directions?
I actually opened a box and read the directions because I love the colors.
Yeah, the colors are great.
Can you put it on walls, though?
Yes. Yeah, you put it everywhere. It's more durable than most of the paint that's around today. But I thought you could mix it with milk, too.
Mix it with water.
If you mix it with milk, what happens?
It's a little milkier in color.
Sure. Really? Mm-hmm. But I wonder how it would last.
It probably rot. Don't you think you can't really put
it might get a little stinky.
I can try that out.
So is the base of powdered milk? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's powdered.
Yeah.
And then you mix it with water, and boom, there you go. But the colors are phenomenal. Great colors.
They are great colors. While we're being of service here, you can check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has tips today in the Better Living box. You're shopping for somebody that has a peanut allergy. Where do you go to get food for people who have peanut allergies or other food allergies? Peanut allergy. We talked about this, I think, earlier in the week, weren't we? Was it last week? This whole business about everybody's got an allergy to something. My allergies are horrible again. They were bad in the spring, kind of got better in June and July. Mid-week last week, though, I started again. That was
what were you doing again?
That was pretty. How's
okay.
That? 21 after on Good Day.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, let's get to some musical memories. Boy, yesterday our top five song contest was a real bust. Did you notice that?
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, the number one song during this week in 1980 was Olivia Newton-John, Magic. We're going back now to 1978, first in our list, just for your, fond memories. I think this is one of the Stones' best songs, frankly. It's Mick and the Boys doing Miss You, number one during this week in 1978. Then we move to the number one position during this week in 1990, Mariah Carey. All right, so ladies, what were you doing? This had to have had an impact on Heather and Jennifer.
Yes.
What year was this?
1990, during this week in 1990.
I was 20. Actually, I had moved back from, I had already been out in L.A. and back. I was at LaSalle College.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
President of Heidelberg used to be on the board of trustees of LaSalle.
I remember this. You told me this before.
Did I tell you that?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, so what do you remember about Vision of Love, Mariah Carey? Anybody remember anything?
I replayed this cassette over and over and over and over and over and over because I just loved it. Loved it.
Now, she's for sure going to be on American Idol, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And who are the other judges? Have they decided on them yet?
No,
they must be getting ready.
Not.
But don't they have to go on the road pretty soon to get
they do. And you know what? They might have guest situations. I don't know. And they're doing more of the applications online. So who knows what the cycle's like now.
All right, next number one song, Memory from Rick Springfield.
Love him.
This is number one during this week in 1981, for your information.
I told you his manager found my wallet on the street, right?
No, I don't think he ever did tell us that, really.
And called me and told me he had it, and I went and picked it up, and he even gave me a Rick Springfield mug. That was
so cool.
I know.
Where was it? Where'd you lose it? Over in Burbank or on the other side of the hill?
In front of somebody's apartment in Burbank.
Really? Nice going, Jennifer. There we go. That's it.
It was rushing.
Yes, I'm sure. Help! I'm late for work! All right, next up in the number one category, we go to the year 1977. Andy Gibb.
I would wait forever.
Man, what a waste.
Yeah.
Another guy just can't handle the drugs, and he's gone, so very talented.
He can't handle the drugs. Not like we can around here.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but thank you for suggesting that. We're real men and women here. We can handle this stuff.
Right.
Look at the hair on Roberta's chest.
Yeah.
All right. Number one this week, 1999, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, this is a good one.
Genie in a Bottle.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Like this? Yeah. Now, what is she on The Voice, right? Isn't that where she is?
Yeah, she's coming back, Jen.
Yeah, she's back on The Voice.
I thought she was important. You didn't like her on The Voice?
She's mean.
She's mean.
No, she's
I think she's
a diva.
She's a diva.
Got too much blonde in her hair. Maybe that's
never too much blonde.
Never too much blonde.
Bite your tongue, sir.
All right, here's the number one song this week in 1985.
Such a great trivia. Oh, my God, I love it.
Tears
that.
For Fears.
Right. I traded someone a jelly purse for this event.
I would have, too.
Did. I totally did.
A jelly purse.
I did.
You know what she's talking about, Roberta, or not?
No.
No. It was like a jelly shoe, but it was
not an idea.
Yeah, I know jelly shoes. Okay, I got it. Right.
It's a jelly purse.
Okay.
Is it made out of Jello? Can you eat it?
No, it's all plastic. It's molded, sort of. Okay, I even know what it is. Boy, is that
Because you had a daughter my age. That's,
that's probably true. All right, television quiz. Before we do our television report, here it is. Miley Cyrus is in the news today. In the Disney series Hannah Montana, she played an average schoolgirl by day and a pop star by night. In school, what is her character's name? 800-510-8255. I'm guessing both Heather and, I don't know, Roberta, whether you know it or not. What's the name? You tell us, you get the prize. 800-510-8255. What was Miley Cyrus's name in school on the show? 800-510-TALK-28 after on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
If you have just a few fine lines on your face, then almost any wrinkle cream will do. But when you have stubborn wrinkles, you need Youthful Gold. Because only Youthful Gold has the clinically proven power to dramatically reduce the appearance of your wrinkles, and you'll see the transformation almost immediately after applying. Youthful Gold is an exclusive, fast-acting treatment that will visibly reverse your skin's appearance. It uses a patented lifting technology that begins working instantly to smooth out your skin's surface. Youthful Gold is not made for a few vanity fine lines. If you're serious about reducing the look of your most stubborn wrinkles without making any special appointments, call for an exclusive risk-free trial of Youthful Gold. But hurry, supplies for this offer are very limited. To get your risk-free supply, you must call now. Try Youthful Gold, real magic for real wrinkles. Just call 800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli. Roberta's done her Queen of Cheap report, so it's up to Jennifer in a moment to bring us up to date with what's going on in the world of television. The television quiz, TV quiz, 2020 TV quiz, based on Miley Cyrus's... well, this is an interesting story. Jennifer, I don't know if you are on top of this or not. The SWAT team's going to Miley Cyrus's house. Some prankster involved.
I did hear about this. And she was not a happy girl because the SWAT team actually broke into her house on Wednesday night. And it turned out it was just a prank call. Somebody called 911, said there was a home invasion, and shots had been fired. So a police helicopter and officers with all these big weapons were dispatched and entered the house. They discovered it empty. There was no signs of the crime. They call it something called swatting, which is, I guess, pulling a prank to get all these people...
Apparently, there's one guy, they can't find him, but he's doing this all
over
the time.
The place, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's so, I don't know, that is dangerous. It's just...
it's stupid. And you know what? When they catch him, they should make him work off all that money that it costs to bring a helicopter out.
Yeah, of course. Well, don't they do that? That's been done, I think, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the story. Okay. So the question here regarding Miley Cyrus, that you remember Hannah Montana. She played an average school girl by day and a pop star at night in school. We're looking for her character's name. 800-510-8255. Before we get to that, let's go back to a discussion we were having earlier in the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the overuse of fear in the news media. And an example of that was the story about the U.S. Airways three of them, that supposedly, according to the news media, almost collided. That's not really quite true, nor is it accurate. However, it makes for a good story. We did find the audio, though, from the plane that was about to run out of fuel. And I think Michael is going to play that now so you understand what the real problem was. It wasn't that the planes were going to crash, but this guy was running out of fuel. And this is how it sounds in the cockpit, talking back and forth to air traffic control.
I haven't edited this, so I don't know what we're hearing.
Right.
Muscle 1, Sega.
Muscle 1, which corner, route 305?
Muscle 1, that approved as requested. You said route 3 to zone 5?
Muscle 1,
all right, that's approved as requested.
19, or are we going to 1?
National Tower, Muscle 1-1, we are landing here.
Okay, 3443, roger, I know, standby, for now, break.
Okay, we really don't
have the fuel. And we've got a temporary stop on all departures.
We really don't have the fuel for this, here.
We got to get on the ground here pretty quick.
There you go.
Boy.
I'm not messing with you, buddy.
We don't have the fuel.
Whatever you say.
The guy's told. First of all,
3396 Washington Tower, wind 120 at 7, runway 19, clear to land.
Runway 19, we go 3396.
So,
a lot of women, that's one
roster frequency change for
a lot of women fly these regional jets. There's two things here, observationally. Number one, who can really understand what these people are saying back and forth to each other?
Yeah.
They're talking all over each other.
I know. It's like this show sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds like Roberta's connection to us. That's about it. So, yeah.
Just less laughing.
No, but you did hear the guy say, I got to get this plane on the ground pretty
fast.
Yeah,
there's not enough gas for that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
I don't have enough fuel for that. And they're trying to veer him off because he's, you know, headed in the same direction as another plane. That was more of a problem for me anyway. Plus the fact, again, the other observation is, you can hear about, does it keep going, Michael? Or is that
was all of it.
That's all you got. But you could hear, in some cases, two of these ATC people talking over each other,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking to different planes. Now, that normally doesn't happen unless you're either landing, because they change as you go across the country. If you ever listen to Channel 9 on United, it's really pretty fascinating. I always do that. If I'm ever on United, I always listen to Channel 9, because that's the air traffic control.
I never will listen ever again. Ever.
All set.
But you can hear all of this stuff.
Boy.
They don't filter it. It's live conversation back. And normally it's pretty, you know, we've got bumpy air. Can you take us to another altitude? Okay, we'll check it out. And they always end the conversation with the airline and the flight number. So, in this case, it would be U.S., they don't call it U.S. Airways, they just say U.S. 342. Or if it's the case of a 767 or a 777 or 747, they refer to them as heavy. A double-aisle plane is always referenced as heavy. So, if it's, for example, flight one from New York to L.A., excuse me, on American, if you were listening to, there's a great piece. Peter, what's his name? Why do I always forget his name? Michael. Peter, the guy that...
Greenberg.
I did a great series on American Airlines, A Week at American. And he goes on most of the popular routes. They show how the planes are maintained, take them apart, put them back together again, yada, yada. And one of the flights he took was New York-LA, Flight 1. And it shows, interestingly enough, a plane that would have been at 767 taking off from New York, and then the next shot they show is it landing at LAX, and it goes through all of the nuances of the flight, but included in that is some of the air traffic control back and forth when they're acknowledging, okay, when they take off, they have to go to three or four separate places on the radio dial, because at each level, they're handed off to another air traffic controller.
Mm.
So when you're taking off, as soon as you get away from the terminal,
mm-hmm.
they put you on another squawk, and then you go to the end of the runway, take off, another squawk when you're at 1,000 feet, and then at 10,000, you're at another squawk, and as you travel across the country, you're at another squawk. So as they're handing them off, they often, when you go to the air traffic control will say, next spot for you is 101.93 or whatever it is. So they find that, and then they turn it on, and you can hear other conversations. And as they get on, they'll acknowledge American 1 at 370, which means 37,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if there's something to be said, they say some. If there isn't, they leave them alone. If there's bumpy, but that's the back and forth. So you listen to these guys. They're all jammed up here. They're not even using their call sign. They don't know. Go back to the beginning of that for a second, Michael, will you? You listen to this, and the air traffic controllers think they know who they're talking to, but you don't hear it.
1 with corner route 305.
Muscle 1, that approved requested. Route, you said Route 3 to Zone 5?
That's one.
All right, that's the first
one. Are we landing 1-9 or are we going to 1?
National Tower, Muscle 1-1, we are landing here.
This guy's trying to figure out what's going on. Listen to this. He told him to go off, and he said, we don't have the fuel for this.
We got to get on the ground here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Check, please. More wine to Ruth. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll get off now. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you get the idea. You get the.
Why did they say niner, by the way? Where did that come from?
Because nine is easily lost.
To what?
Niner. I don't know. Nine and five sound the same.
Because I think nine is pretty clear.
Yeah, nine and five, we'd get confused.
Did they say fiver?
Are you kidding? Listening to that gobbledygook, who understands anything that they were talking
about? All I heard
about?
Was niner four yeah. times. I heard him say niner, niner.
Isn't that
and
what?
Now I
want
to start saying that.
That's what didn't Gordon Liddy always used to use that, Michael?
Yep.
Niner, yeah. When you call the number 800-510-82, we don't have a
five
number,
niner.
Right? Yeah, 5-9. He had a different number.
That's not our number, so don't call
All right.
that number.
So Jennifer's going to do the television report. We're a little past our 20 before the hour routine here. We're identifying Miley Cyrus, her name on Hannah Montana. How about we check in with Roger, who was first on the line in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Just fine. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's her name on the show?
It was Miley Stewart.
And how did you know that?
Oh.
Had the daughter that kind of watched that quite a bit.
Thank God you said that. Otherwise, you'd just be creepy guy right now.
Creepy
guy. Just teasing Roger.
All right, Roger. Good job. Thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll see if we can find you one of our swell prizes. We have all kinds of things. We have, what do we have? We have our Doug Steffen stuff. We also have subscriptions, a lot of good cool.
We do. We have some Reader's Digest and some Handyman. Ooh. And
Handyman.
Some wonderful subscriptions.
Sign Roger up for Handyman. All right.
Sign me up for Handyman.
Okay. So, Shirley, do you fly
much?
I
want a Handyman.
I know you do. Shirley, do you fly much?
Do I fly much?
That's a good question. Let me ask it again. Do you fly
Not
much, Shirley?
Really.
No. All right. After listening to that air traffic control back and
will
forth.
Will you ever fly again?
Yeah, probably not.
Isn't it amazing? Especially, now that's a major airport. Imagine what it's like. Where's the nearest airport to you in Roseburg?
Well, they're actually Eugene and Medford probably are fairly right. close.
Yeah, but they're not Medford. Big airports. Medford, Oregon, I've flown
they're
in there.
Small. Yeah, yeah, they're small.
A very small
no
airport.
Planes, yeah.
So imagine what it's there. Like going in and out of there. If they don't have it straight going into Reagan National in Washington, that's pretty bizarre.
Right.
Mondo bizarro.
Right.
All right, Shirley, what's good in your life today?
I'm sorry?
What's good in your life?
Pets.
Pets. What kind of dogs? Do you have pets, dogs, or what do you have for pets?
Actually, I have lots of pets. I have cats and rabbits and birds and fish.
Really?
I have pretty much a menagerie I live on.
Do you have a tarantula?
No. My brother did, however. But
you
I
got
didn't.
A snake?
No.
Okay, Roberta's
I'm
got to be
girl.
Roberta,
I'm a girly girl. I don't do that kind
really?
Of thing.
Really? What does that say about Roberta? She's got both of them. She's not a girly girl.
I think that's great if someone loves them, but they're not for me.
All right.
I wouldn't hurt one, but I don't want to own one.
I understand. All right, Shirley, thank you. Nice to hear from you. All right, so that takes care of that. And we now know what Roberta's real status in life is. Yes. Television news coming up here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Let's get this thing on the ground pretty quick here. The poll today at DougStefan.com. How much time do you plan on spending this weekend watching the Olympics on television? A, all I can. I have Olympic fever. B, I'll probably watch in the evening. C, I'll check in from time to time depending on what's going on and what I'm doing. D, I'm too busy on the weekends. I'll catch the highlights later. E, I've had enough of the Olympics already. Not planning to watch anymore. So are the ratings holding up for NBC,
yes,
Jennifer?
The ratings are very strong still. In fact, I get a lot of emails from the TV trades, and that's all people are talking about, is the success story of the Olympics.
Right.
Now, money-wise, NBC is just breaking even, which is unbelievable. It shows you how much money they actually
$1 billion is this thing is costing. $1 billion to produce all this.
But they're breaking even, so good for them. Now, I don't know if you heard about the big controversy with the Olympics yesterday, but NBC is under fire again. First, because they've been tape delaying things, letting results kind of trickle out. But now there was a wardrobe malfunction yesterday.
No one
caused a big to-do about it yet, but during a water polo match, this poor girl gets out of the water and boing, noted one of her girls. No word on if this is going to be, because, you know,
how much was
go
that replayed?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Well, people go kind of nuts with this stuff, you know, the Janet Jackson thing, obviously. Yeah. So no word on whether or not this is going to be.
Remember when the girl who was the soccer, wasn't she the.
Yeah, she threw her shirt off, sure.
Right. She bared her breast.
Yes,
I remember
she did.
Correctly. Right.
She showed her pride.
Didn't have much
Speaking
to show.
Of someone whose breasts I'd like to see bared,
really?
True Blood's Joe Manganiello, who I call AKA my boyfriend, is returning to CBS's How I Met Your Mother. This is a big story. He's going to come back as playing Marshall's law school buddy, Brad, who went on a date with Robin. Keep in mind, there's a lot of rumors swirling.
How do you keep track of all these people?
Because I keep track of anybody that looks as good as Joe Manganiello. I actually have radar on him.
Right.
But keep in mind, Jason Segel, there's a rumor floating around that he may actually leave the show after the end of the season. We'll see if that's true or not. LaToya Jackson has a brand new show. She is joining the Oprah Winfrey Network. Her family may be a little crazy, but she's starting to look like the most successful one. It's going to be called Life with LaToya, and it shares with viewers an intimate look at her life as she juggles the demands of her famous family, her friends, and her burgeoning.
Why would you care?
I don't know.
Why?
Also on Oprah, The Customer is Always Right, Neighborvention, And Oprah, where are they now?
Who
That's going to be the winner right
where?
There. I
Oprah,
can tell
where
you.
Is she now?
Where are they now?
She won pass on Good Day.
Hopefully not on OWN.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Conversation about travel from bestfares.com. We're happy to welcome Tom Parsons in to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of flying, where the deals are. Sometimes cruises figure their way into our discussion, a little bit of hotel news, but normally it's flying because that's the one, that's the idea when you're traveling. The train's great if you're on a route that's heavily traveled, that's cool. But for the most part, people are flying. And so when you hear the audio, Tom, of the air traffic controllers back and forth to these planes that are supposed to be landing at Reagan National, the weather's lousy, and they're trying to send everybody off in different directions because there are planes that are supposedly too close together, and one of the pilots says, I got to get this plane on the ground pretty quick. Listen to this audio.
Okay, we really
don't have to fuel. Stop on all departures right now. I'll just say that as soon as I can.
We
got to
get on the ground here pretty quick.
How much longer have you got? And he says, I got to get on the ground pretty quick. That doesn't sound like technical talk to me.
Oh, that may be pretty quick. Well, you know what the Reagan rule is.
What is the Reagan rule?
Stand up 30 minutes before.
Is that still in effect?
Huh?
Is that still in effect?
Think so.
I thought that was they had done away with it. I haven't flown into Reagan for eons because it's usually the three airports in the Washington area. It's so damn expensive.
The restroom, so that, I'm sure the boss is. Well, I can't get up. I gotta get down here fast.
Yeah.
It could be. He has to go to the boys' room.
Oh, there you go. One way or the other. All right. So what do we not know? Traveling, as you travel a lot, I travel a lot. I feel pretty secure knowing, I mean, I know the route, usually know the people on the plane, know the planes. So the average person doesn't pay much attention. They don't even know what kind of a plane it is when they get into it. They just want to know they're going to get up in the air and down again. So when you listen to those air traffic control conversations, one wonders how often do things like that happen really, and we don't really know about it. These guys are professionals flying the planes. They handle it. End of story. Right?
Right. That's about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than this, because as you said before we went on the air, it's all about Reagan and Washington and these guys there that want to make sure that everything is treated, they're all treated differently because they're special.
Right. And they get cheaper parking at Dulles, too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, the congressmen don't have to pay out there at the airport.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, all these little parking lots just for congressmen.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we have working our way around the country? You always say Tuesday's the best day to buy tickets.
You know, I think Europe is definitely coming down pretty good. Remember, the euro is worth probably about 15 to 18% more than it was last year at this time. So you got better buying power. Airfares are coming down between $400 to $600, some as much as $700 compared to July rates towards the, you know, September and October. So you're getting a double whammy of savings there. And also, you know, always my big joke for July is you never go to Paris in July. If you do, you always have to bring three cans of deodorant, one for you, one for the elevator operator, one for the taxi driver.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question. As people book, I think people have forgotten basically that Americans in bankruptcy. I don't see that they're slacking off. Planes are all full. But one of the things that people are asking, because the publicity about the unions getting upset because they got $4 billion in the bank, how do you lose money consistently every quarter and still have money in the bank?
I don't know.
How's that? How do they have $4 billion in the bank?
I always says, who is their sugar daddy? Because it's all paper. A lot of it's paper, but again, I mean, they are paying a bunch of millions for this bankruptcy. But but you know, the airlines. You know, back in 2000, they were all losing billions of dollars, yet they all seemed to come up with more money.
Yeah.
So. I think it's a paperwork shuffle, and I still think the most outrageous thing is these fuel surcharges. We saw Costa Rica get, I think the country forced the airlines to get rid of their fuel surcharges.
Really?
Like we saw in Hong Kong, the max is $272, I think, now. Yet from New York to Hong Kong, it's $270, $278, yet double the distance. That's double the distance in Paris, and we pay $496.
In fuel surcharges.
And that's fixed. That's fixed. That's why I think it's fixed pricing.
So is the government, though, is behind it, not the airlines? Yes, no?
Well, no. That fuel surcharge has not a darn thing to do with the government. But
really?
Some places you do have to request permission to raise any of those kind of special fares.
Yeah.
And I think Costa Rica said, I'm fed up with you guys. You're hurting our traffic. You're charging up to $300. Since then, we've seen Costa Rica and Libya become very good.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so, I mean, I think we get rid of fuel surcharges, we'll see much, much better fares.
All right, that's your protest on the fuel surcharges. 59.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.